If I may, this month, May, is National Stroke Awareness Month, and with this being in the news with, as I mentioned, Luke Perry and John Singleton, we need to talk to Dr. Tim Mikesell. He's co-director of the stroke program at Advocate Healthcare. How are you, Dr. Tim? How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Wendy. How are you, Bill?
Good, thank you.
I'm kind of afraid, to be honest with you. I don't mean to be an alarmist and everything, but we're hearing about these relatively healthy people having a stroke and not recovering from them. A stroke happens every 40 seconds. Every 4 minutes, someone dies from a stroke. But here's the most alarming thing. 80% of strokes can be prevented. How?
Well, it's really related to your medical risk factors, with hypertension being the most important thing. And not too long ago, stroke was actually the third leading cause of death. Now it's the fifth leading cause. I think we're just better, especially the primary care physicians, at treating high blood pressure. There's other risk factors such as lifestyle, you know, people who are obese or drink excessive amount of alcohol or do substance abuse such as cocaine. And then there are other things that we can't control, you know, such as getting older. Though we do see young people having strokes, it tends to be more a disease of the elderly, if you will.
We know some people, someone here at work who had a stroke, and he's not very old at all, and he recovered from it quite well. I have read that there are certain signs to look for, and please tell me if this is true, because it was hanging up in the kitchen. It's like, if ask someone to stick out their tongue if they're having a stroke, and if they can't stick out their tongue straight, then that's a problem. Any truth to that?
Well, what we've been trying to educate the public on is this FAST, which stands for face, arm, speech, and time. So, yes, your tongue are looking at the face if there's any asymmetry. Do they drift their arm, or are they not able to lift up their arm? And when they talk, does it make sense, or are they understanding what's being said to them? And then stroke is a time-sensitive disease state, and we have great treatments that really do a lot for patients if they can get into the hospital right away.
So that's the key, though, is getting to the hospital right away. What do you do if you're with somebody who's having these issues? How do you do that?
It's really hard, because strokes will mimic a lot of things, or I should say other things mimic strokes. So yeah. A lot of times we'll see people will have migraines, but you just never know. So it's always better to err on the side of caution. And if you have any of those type of symptoms, to, you know, immediately dial 911 or seek medical attention.
And you never want to drive yourself. If you feel one of these coming on, the last thing you want to do is get behind the wheel of a car, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately in the city of Chicago, it is an issue where a lot of people do have family or friends, or they drive themselves, but it's probably best to dial 911.
And, you know, I have to tell you, a lot of times maybe you think you are experiencing these symptoms and it's pretty severe, but no one wants to go to that emergency room because of insurance. Seriously, I'm not going to go there and it turns out to just be, you know, a migraine or gas or something like that. But what are some of the things, like, for sure, don't question it. Give us some of the major symptoms that we should be looking for.
Well, these still could be mimickers, and that's why it makes it, it's difficult, and until you can get really an MRI, which is not really done in most ERs, it's usually CAT scans, and CAT scans are only going to show bleeding strokes or hemorrhage strokes, which only account for 10 to 20% as compared to the ischemic strokes, which is the vast majority. But paralysis, unilateral paralysis, numbness or tingling, vision issues, balance issues, problems with your speech, sudden onset, worst headache of the of your life could be indicative of an aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage, which, you know, could be, you know, fatal in close to 50% of patients at times.
These are all pretty serious things, though, where I think a trip to the emergency room would be warranted. You know, if you have trouble speaking, or your loss of balance, or the worst headache of your life, or weakness, or some kind of paralysis, there's every reason to go to the emergency room, huh?
I mean, your best investment is yourself, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way I would look at it, and that's why I try to tell patients.
What's the breakdown on men versus women getting strokes?
It tends to be more men than women, though, because women are actually living longer than men on average. We're seeing a higher incidence in women. And then if women are on hormones, which we don't do so much this period of time, there is a higher risk of stroke. with that as well.
And some of the things, if you're listening right now, that you can stop doing or start doing to prevent a stroke from happening. First and foremost, quit smoking, eat well, exercise.
Yes.
Anything else?
And again, the biggest bang we get for our buck is treating high blood pressure.
And that's hypertension as well, right? It's called both things?
Okay. Yeah, the silent killer.
Dr. Mikesell, before I did this shift, I used to work overnights, and I remember somebody calling up one time, somebody in the medical profession saying, one of the worst things you can do is keep those odd hours. Is that true? Is keeping odd hours one of the major contributing factors?
Well, if they're doing shift-type work, that's a lot of stress on the body.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very hard for patients to go from nights to days. And, you know, you do see a lot of shift disorder problems.
Hmm. All right. Watch
you're
out
off,
for that.
You're
now,
off
yeah,
that
now should. I'm okay. But
I mean, really, a lot of stress is something. Steve, you can come in here if you want. Steve Godsell is one of our salespeople who had a stroke. Come on in here.
About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah. And like I said, he wasn't very old. And we are going to introduce you to Dr. Tim Mikesell. Steve, pop on a microphone real quickly. How old were you when you had a stroke? Ballpark.
49.
All right.
This was about a year and a half ago?
Two and a half years ago.
All right. So you were playing catch with your son?
No, I was working in the garage.
Okay, you were working in the garage. You just didn't feel right. What were some of the symptoms you experienced?
You just, it's...
You knew something was terribly wrong, didn't you?
You just went from perfectly normal to... total weakness within a minute, and then a minute later, not even being able to stand up.
And you said that if your son wasn't there with you, you wouldn't be here anymore, would you?
That's correct.
Yeah, he was smart enough to call 911 and get an ambulance over.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, and your progress so far?
I'm fine. There's a few, you know, I have some permanent vision loss and my leg doesn't work like it used to, but other than that, I'm fine.
Things are good.
All right, so recovery, Dr. Mikesell, is what's important because you don't want to be that statistic where you don't recover and you die from your stroke, correct?
Well, you know, most importantly, you know, it's now that stroke is the fifth leading cause of death, it is still the number one leading cause of disability. So that's why it's important to recognize these vascular risk factors and to move on them if you see them. And it's good that Steve's son actually called right away, 911, to give him the best chance possible for a complete recovery.
So why Luke Perry and John Singleton? Maybe I know you weren't advising on their particular cases, but maybe they didn't get help in time. Why were they unsuccessful in living?
Well, I think what we do when we talk to families is sometimes we tell them what their most likely best case or worst case scenario, and for some people it's not worth being like that. You know, some people are fine being in a wheelchair and some people aren't. And I think sometimes they make decisions because, you know, some people feel I would rather be 100% normal than have any problems, where other people are more accepting of disability. So it's all an individual perception, if you will.
I don't know about John Singleton, but Luke Perry was a notorious smoker, smoking an insane amount of cigarettes. And as we mentioned earlier on, that's not the best thing in the world if you're trying to avoid strokes, right, Doctor?
Yes, that's one of the easiest things you can do is not smoke. You can't control your family history. You know, you can't control a lot, but that's one of the things you can't control.
So if you have high blood pressure, if you go get your physical and you have high blood pressure, are there any, like, scans or anything you can do? Like, if you have some of these risk factors, is there some test you can take to see if, you know, you're going to have a stroke?
Yes, I mean, there are different tests that we can do, but I would say that it's the long, untreated high blood pressure, and again, that's why we call hypertension the silent killer. People walk around for 20 years and don't know about it, and then bam, something happens. So if you're seeing your regular physician and they're, you know, documenting and identifying this problem early and place you on treatment, you know, though you are taking medicines, that's just going to make you live longer and live normally.
Steve, did you have high blood pressure?
I had high cholesterol.
Okay. Yeah. So that's another problem,
Not
too.
A smoker, though.
No.
No. All right.
And obviously in very good shape.
Excellent shape.
Well, we're happy for your recovery, because Steve Godsell, we're glad to have you here. I mean, I'm telling you that. And, you know, you said you still have a little problem with one of your legs. You're alive.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Well, May is National Stroke Awareness Month. We hope we have helped. Dr. Tim Mikesell certainly has, co-director of the stroke program at Advocate Healthcare. For more information, you can go to advocatehealth.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Tim.
Yeah, thanks. And Steve, keep on working.
Hey,
you'll
thank
get better.
You. All right.
Very encouraging. Thank you, doctor. We'll take a break. We'll get you some news. And then Eric Zorn joins us from the Tribune next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.